This is Will Riley with your enrollment podcast, here to answer some questions for prospective students and parents. As always, you can reach out at admissions@stxavier.org if you have any other questions. We're here with Don DiGiacomo and Joey Gagnon, class of 2023, to talk about the phys ed department. Welcome.
Hi.
Thanks, Will.
Don, why don't you go ahead and just give us kind of an overview of the phys ed department as a whole?
We have three instructors for phys ed and health. Actually, a four, because Mike Gordon is our member of our department. Mike Bellema, who runs our intramural department, Tom Wynn, and myself are the primary teachers for the sophomores when it comes to health and PE. We're split up into as many classes as we can get in. We typically have two PE classes going at the same time, each bell, and then Mike Gordon operates, and he has one section of his intro to athletic training per semester.
Yeah, that's great. Why don't you go ahead and talk a little bit about your experience so far in the phys ed department?
My experience so far has actually been, it's a lot of fun to play like a different sport that I've never played before, because what we do is that we usually combine two sports into one. Like, we play a version of like soccer and football, where if you have the ball, you can either catch it if it's in the air, but if it hits the ground, you have to run and kick it with it, except you can kick it to yourself, so you can just kick it up and catch it. That's been a lot of fun, and unfortunately, I lost the tournament with the volley tennis, which is kind of like tennis, it is kind of like tennis, where you play on the tennis. It's the scoring of tennis, and then you have the what is it called? Like a field? Nope.
Play with a large, like a playground ball,
yeah,
instead of a tennis racket and a ball. So what Joe's just talking about is what we do in every phys ed class is we do variations of many of the traditional team sports, but we put our own little spin on it. We make it non-contact for the most part. Majority of our goal, I can tell you our stated goal in phys ed, is to get the boys active for 30 to 40 minutes, just raise their heart rates into a good target heart range, keep it there. We start each class with an activation and warm-up, and then we end with a little cool-down. Sometimes that cool-down is just jogging in to make sure we give them enough time to change their clothes. So, but what Joe was just describing is two of our ones that we start off with every year. Volley tennis, we combine volleyball with tennis. We use volleyball hits on a tennis court and score it like tennis. Speedball is a combination of soccer, so when the ball's on the ground, we play soccer. When the ball's in the air, you can catch it and run like it's football. We have modified scoring. Typically, the kids have fun. One of the unique things about our PE program is it's not a numerical grade. It's a pass-fail. So we've taken all of the pressure off of I've got to score, or I've got to make 7 out of 10 baskets to get an A and all that sort of stuff. We've eliminated that. It's all pass-fail. It's show up, give us your best effort, dress for every class. There is no participation grade. Every kid dresses for every class, and they show up and just give us their best effort. What I think we do is we celebrate what kids can do as opposed to looking for things that they cannot do, and I think Joe would attest to that. Is that right, Joe?
Yeah, 100%.
Do athletes have to take gym? I know at some places that's like an exemption if you play a sport. How's that work for our PE program?
That's a great question. Well, every sophomore at St. X has to take physical education and health. The class is a dual credit class. You get no advantage on your schedule for taking one or the other. They happen in the same period. So in our 4-day rotation, students will go to PE 2 of the 4 days, and then the third day they will go to their health class. So we do a good job of combining all the concepts that we talk about in health and then apply them to our phys ed classes. Now, the health class is a numerical grade and it counts towards your GPA. But the phys ed is all pass-fail, and we were actually called upon to go up and evaluate St. Ignatius on this, and our former athletic director, John Sullivan, and I think convinced them that this is a different way to look at it, and they adopted a lot of what we suggested. So
I know a lot of questions parents have is their kids have taken health in grade school. You know, why take health as a sophomore?
Well, things that you talk about in grade school are significantly different than the issues that manifest themselves for sophomores in high school. Oftentimes, they're not dealing with the reality of drugs, alcohol, tobacco, sexual activity, things like that. We think that it's important that as sophomores in high school, we talk about life choices. Our health classes, it's made up of body systems. We talk about body systems, but it's more of a life skills class. We get into etiquette. We get into, you know, proper dating procedures, should be your priority in life. And our job is to give them as much information as possible in a health class in hopes that they will make life-extending choices as opposed to life-shortening choices. Now, you asked a question about PE for credit for athletes. We actually do offer credit for athletes, but that doesn't happen until their junior year. So a typical student would come in, participate in a sport his freshman or sophomore year, take the sophomore PE class, which is a requirement, continue to play the sport or sports of his choice, and he would get credit his junior year and then would move on. For those students who are not involved with athletics here at St. X, they would have a choice. It's like a lunchroom. They can go through and they can do a traditional PE course, either their junior or their senior year. They can take summer PE, which is, I know, something you're going to ask about. They can participate in a sport. We actually have something. We used to offer a dance class that you could get either fine arts credit for and or PE credit. So we have a few options for them as far as that goes. But the answer is yes, athletes can get credit, but they have to take at least one PE credit with us.
Great. So, Joey, talk a little bit about how PE, how being a part of that program and how it's enhanced your experience here at St. X.
It's a very different between like playing a sport with people.
Do you play any sports here?
Not anymore. Well, I didn't play sports here to begin with, but I did play them in grade school.
Yeah. Okay. Great. So this has been a way for you to stay kind of active and still, get your sports fix in. So elaborate on that a little bit.
When I came to high school, I had the idea of I was going to play volleyball and I was going to do theater. However, when I got here, I'm like, well, shoot, these kind of conflict every single day because theater is always like 4 to 6 from last year. And during tech week, it was like from 4 to 9. So, and then for doing that during volleyball season would be horrible because that would mean that I would skip like every practice and then just go to a game, which I would probably be on the bench for. So why play to begin with? So I decided to do theater, but PE has been a great way for me to stay active because normally I would probably be pretty fit, but I'm not anymore as I used to be. So it's very, very great way to stay active in this kind of environment of being with theater.
One of the other unique things, Will, is that all of our sophomores get exposure to the fitness center. One of our things that we do is one out of every 8 days in that rotation, we take the boys down to the fitness center, and Coach House and Coach T, give them an initial experience in the fitness center so that throughout their career here they can feel comfortable going down there. They know the protocol, they know the procedure, and they know a good base of exercises to help themselves. And those guys are always available for individual training as well. So they're an integral part of our system, even though I didn't mention them at the beginning.
Yeah, I think it's always great to go down there and see kids working out, and you ask them, if they're a part of a sports team, and they're like, nope, just here trying to, get a couple push-ups, get a couple, whatever exercises in. Joey, talk a little bit too about how, you said you're really involved in, Theater Xavier, which is a big time commitment. Has it been a nice outlet for you to have something that still kind of stretches you in a different way, but maybe isn't as big of a time commitment like our PE department?
So it's actually been really important to me because I've kind of been active all my life, and then all of a sudden I just stopped being active. My body's like, what is happening? What's going on? And so staying active is a great way to, be healthy. And so I'm really happy that he introduced me to the gym because I would have been horrified to go down there. When I first went down there, when I shadowed here, I was like, everything is like really confusing, and I'm like, what does that do? What does that do? And my Evan Young, who was a senior, well, he was a junior when I shadowed here, he was like, I don't know what that does. I don't know what that does either. So it was kind of really confusing when I went down there, but in the end, going down there sophomore year and learning everything down there was really, really important.
Yeah, now it's a resource you can use. You know, if you have a long day and you just need to, you know, get on the treadmill for a little bit or use the Stairmaster, you know, all the different, you know, exercise machines they have down there are kind of at your disposal, which I think is a really great part of St. X, is that,
yeah, it is.
You know, you kind of have that to make sure you're staying balanced. Well, Joey and Don DiGiacomo, thank you guys so much for coming on and helping our prospective students learn a little bit about the PE and health program. Joey, good luck with everything, your school year. Don, if people have any questions, what's the best way about PE or our health program? What's the best way to get in contact with you?
Best way is to go to the website, look for my email address, ddigiacomo@stxavier.org. Send me an email. I have my phone with me all the time. I think Joe will tell you I'm pretty quick to respond to emails.
Yeah, he is.
I'm a diligent person. You will hear back from me. If that's something you don't necessarily want to do, you can certainly call the office, and it will kick you to a voicemail, and that will come to my email, and I will respond back with a phone call. I'm pretty good about that. So we're always open for questions and anything that needs to be answered. Good luck to all the guys that they're choosing. St. X is a great place to be. My son's a 2018 graduate, and it was the best experience of his life. So thanks again, Will.
Great. Well, thanks so much. This was Will Riley with your enrollment podcast, here to help you guys answer any questions you might have.